The movie Stand By Me is considered a classic by many. It's a film that is still quite popular with audiences literally around the world. And some of the biggest fans are still coming to this town to find the scenes they saw on screen. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's a movie classic. Stand By Me. There's a simple reason Brownsville, Oregon was the main filming location back in the mid-1980s.
It was filmed here because Rob Reiner, the director, found that there was less needed to be changed about this town to make it look like 1959. So some people describe this as the town that time forgot.
Barbara Anderson says while you will see plenty of Brownsville in the movie, it was called Castle Rock in the film. If you've seen Stand By Me, you'll still find some of the iconic locations here.
The tree house itself is gone. The tree is still there, and many people still come to find that tree. And all the houses of the guys, the bar that they're outside, the billiard room, and the gun going off in the back alley, all these are here. And we have a walking tour. The only scene outside of Oregon was shot in Burney, California, and that's the train coming across the trestle chasing the boys.
The movie was based on the Stephen King novel, The Body, and had that tentative title during filming, but was later changed to Stand By Me. It remains popular with all ages today, and when you ask Barbara why people literally from around the world still come here for a movie released in 1986, she points to one point in the film.
I think the line at the end, he says, "When I think back, I've never had friends like I had when I was 12.
The town hosts Stand By Me days every July. There are plenty of fun events, and perhaps one scene from the movie is still the biggest draw here today.
We try to have a blueberry pie eating contest. Those are very popular. I was shocked at the sea of people we had this last summer watching the blueberry pie eating contest and taking part in it.
It is a movie that still connects with people. The theme of four young boys finding their way in life, relying on one another, and experiencing adventures together. It remains a winning script that brings people here yet today. Traveling the countryside in Brownsville, Oregon, I'm Andrew McRae.